Montessori Toddler Disciplines, a complete parenting guide to raising your children in a healthy way with useful skills and activities, by Nicole Bright, narrated by Susan Piper. Introduction. A toddler's brain is often compared to soft moldable clay, remarkable and responsive. Countless neural pathways are waiting to be developed in infancy and early childhood. This influences the way your child communicates and performs in the world. Toddler age is a crucial time frame for child development. A variety of useful skills and activities are highly important since different forms of childhood experiences activate different brain centers. You should either allow or specifically restrict the time your baby spends in front of the television. TV stimulates the brain, but it does not promote the use of imagination, interaction, or physical activity, and there is evidence it can cause aggression problems. The TV gets the brain addicted to such chronic and high stimulation levels that it stagnates healthy learning and development. The imaginative process plays a critical role in a child's growth. Engaging in unstructured artistic practices teaches your child how to cultivate new ideas and insights and how to grow their sense of self and explore their aesthetic tastes. Creative efforts are also fantastic for fine engine control and concentration development. By providing resources, you can inspire your kid. Virtually everything can be used, from pencils, finger paint, and construction paper to sticks, seeds, and beads. Using materials like tiles, wood grain, clouds, and shadows, you can make a game of different designs and forms. One of the first occasions to teach your child's reasoning skills is when they start to eat by themselves. For this reason, foods of different types, colors, and sizes may be interesting. Your child may find it logical to sort food by size, color, type, or shape. This means your child's brain is learning to analyze differences and similarities. Many parents get frustrated with the endless flow of things, reasons, and behaviors from their little ones. Nonetheless, this may be one of the easiest ways of teaching reasoning. Try to answer their questions frankly and as best as you can.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?